Yo, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the 83rd episode of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
And it's just us this week. No, it's not a sad thing. I miss you guys.
I miss you guys too.
Yo, every time I leave on a Tuesday,
it's I cry every time.
It hurts
every single
kick
time.
Kick rocks.
And then when I have to like pick my pick for CGS picks, it's like
for
I just
the
think
upcoming,
about you.
You're like,
time.
Oh my god, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, and I get so coming. Excited.
And then we have a guest, and they ruin all the chemistry, and we have a terrible episode, and it just.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's what we got
to
do. Right?
Shout out to all the guests for trying really hard. Yeah. You'll never be us. Phil, looking at you, Phil. Yeah, what's up, guys? We just watched the Raptors get their ring.
That was crazy.
Which is incredibly exciting. And the banner get unveiled. I was kind of disappointed. I thought it was going to be lifted into the Raptors. Raptors. I thought it was like a hoist situation, not like a blown off cover kind of thing.
I think it takes too long. That's why.
That would make sense. They have to play a game, I guess.
We got to beat the Pelicans. So.
Oh, that's. Yeah. I think that's an easy W with that Zion Williamson. For anybody listening, just so you know, because basketball is back, get prepared for True to Size / True to Basketball
there
to be
we
back.
Go.
Because like you guys
true
had a 3 month
true
break there, but yeah, True to Balls is back.
True to Balls
in full force right now because balls is life.
But honestly, even with Zion, we would have won the game. So soft.
Yeah, he would have just got injured in this game instead because he weighs too much to play basketball at that level.
I told you guys though. I said
you did.
You
everyone was
it,
trying
man.
To amp the man up.
I told you. I told you. Remember, I said we should write little sticky notes and slap them on Joel's wall.
Yeah. Yeah. We just gotta listen to the past episodes. Yeah. Most of the shit we talk about, for some reason,
it comes true.
Some happens, other things just though. Take a little bit longer, like the Nike like collab we're gonna get. It's gonna be a few years, but we'll
soon.
Winning the lottery, I heard that's upcoming.
That's
as
coming
well,
soon
for all of us. Yeah,
yeah. Soft.
We've got a good show this week. Nike is being accused of cheating.
What?
I feel like this isn't a new thing anymore.
Cheaters.
Yeah. Jordan Brand is releasing some more Jordan 1s. I'm gonna pause for everybody to be shocked about it. Thank you. And luckily this week we actually have a few EEE messages. Thank God. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. And we're going to keep spooky season going with our now spooky related segment. And we're going to close it out with our main discussion about the root of all evil. Money. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire.
Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show from Down Under. Is it still Down Under? I don't know. From New Zealand, Mark Ebrell.
Oh, the Kiwi.
The Kiwi. Crikey. Is that still Down
no,
Under?
No, man.
Is it still Down Under?
He's from New Zealand.
No. It's close to Down Under. It's a lot more down than we
I
are.
I mean, the accents are fairly similar.
They are.
It's a bit.
Let us know, Mark. Do you consider yourself
way, he's a
from down under, or is it closer to down middle?
Down upper?
Like lower center. I don't know.
Upper upper?
Upper.
Upper downer.
Upper middle? I don't know. Whatever.
Ooh, we got an upper middle.
He says, if you had to pick a shoe for these three occasions, specifically these three occasions,
yo, give me that.
What would you pick?
Okay.
Number one, your wedding reception. Assuming you weren't already married. I don't want to hear what you wore. I want to hear ideal, like in a perfect world. Joel, what would you wear?
I would wear, like if you
anything,
had
anything, man.
I would wear Yeezy sandals.
Oh my god. The big ones from like the I Love It video? Yeah. Like the big, big ones?
The ones that are leaking out right now.
Oh my god.
Like those cool.
Oh, those, the clogs?
Yeah, yo.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Anyways. Alvin.
Still the DMP.
You'd still wear 11s. The same thing?
Yeah. They just went perfect with a suit. They were, honestly, they were 10 and a half. I probably said this many, many times. I thought they were going to be smaller, but... Mm. They fit me perfectly.
You were in dress shoes too, or sorry, dress
and I was
socks,
dressed
right?
in dress socks. Yeah,
that's probably
right.
why. Oh, yeah.
But even then, like, even when I rock, like, Elite socks. Or
have whatever. You worn them since?
I have.
You have? Yeah.
Like, I've worn them on an anniversary.
Oh, okay, that's, ooh, that's yeah, a good yeah. one.
I've worn them once for the countdown.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Or maybe twice.
Yes. I always forget that you have them, which is weird because we bought them for you.
I will never, ever... Those are grills as well.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Just I so agree. Everyone out there knows. Crazy you can ask sneaker. Me if I'm going to sell them. Ooh. Never. Like, those will... No.
To the grave, bro.
Yeah.
To the grave.
Man. Yeah.
You guys are weird. I would wear dress shoes next.
Shut the fuck up.
I would wear, I haven't thought about this a million times, Nike Air Mags, I don't care, yeah. with some nice tapered dress pants stacked yeah, yeah. right on top.
Yeah.
Lights are off. Boom. I light up the whole, boom. Get out of here, bro.
Why would they need stupid? To be dress pants? I thought we were wearing cargo pants.
Camel cargo pants.
Camel cargo pants.
Boom. Roll up.
Done.
What up? I came to party. I'm comfy.
Whose party is this?
Number two, first day at a new job. That's not a corporate job, obviously. Mm-hmm. Joel, first day of new job. Actually, we'll go in reverse order.
Okay.
So I'll start. First day at a new job. When I was applying for jobs, like in high school, I was wearing Space Jam 11s to go out and like nice. Apply and stuff. So I think I would do Space Jam 11s. Still a little bit classy with some dark denim. They look pretty cool, but definitely not a dress shoe. So I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. Mm.
Alvin.
First day at a new job, it is not corporate.
Correct.
Like, it's not
yeah.
like,
yeah,
it's not
like, you know, biz cash or whatever. Mm. Biz cash sneakers.
Sean Weatherspoon's baby leg.
Okay.
You got to go hard or go home. If they don't know you're a sneakerhead from the get, then...
That's true. You got to let them know from the beginning.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I wear those all the time at work now.
True.
Joel.
I would probably wear, like, white cement threes.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Something that'll, like, you know, turn that's the neck.
Very, settle. Yeah, bright.
Yeah.
Very settle, you know, but so not really. Clean,
crispy like, white. Yeah. Okay. And then number three, the last one, your high school reunion. That's a good one. Reverse order again, Joel.
I would probably wear Sean Weatherspoon.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably wear those.
Yeah. Alvin.
I'm going like Balenciagas with spikes and shit.
Oh, okay.
Just so they think shit. I'm rich. No, I'm playing. I'm probably rocking some like, if not the Shines, I'm rocking the Atmos. I'm wearing some sort of sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, absolutely.
One
yeah.
of the two girls.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like just based on people I know Mags. From my high school. But imagine all three was Mag. Like, I probably would, to be honest, but if I owned them.
Mags.
But I was thinking, like, if you're going to a high school reunion, you know it's people who are not really into sneakers. You got to do something that's more mainstream, but mm-hmm. still, like, you know is going to shit on people. So I'd probably end up doing, like, off-whites or something like that. Because mm-hmm. general, people would be like, oh, shit, that's crazy. And then you're like, yeah, I'm up now.
No, then I might as well do, like, the thing, the red bottoms.
You already answered. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With spikes, because they'll think, oh, this guy's rich. He's wearing spikes on his
shoe. Your thing, man. I wouldn't wear those things, but if you want to do
no,
that.
No, me neither.
Fake it for that one day.
Yeah, and then return
rent
them.
To them. Yeah.
Put the tape on the bottom.
Thank you, Mark Abrell from Down Upper Middle.
McKayway, brother.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round, have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Cute.
And because we're going in reverse order, like I said, I'm going to go first this week. My pick this week is super interesting. It intrigued me right from the get-go, which is surprising because it is an all-black shoe. So it's not your normal all-black shoe, though. So it's a high-cut Nike Dunk SB, triple black. Midsole, outsole, swoosh, upper, everything, laces, all black. Normally not my cup of tea. The thing that sets these apart is the tongue is that of the Air Jordan 6.
What?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this is the FPAR X Nike Dunk SB High. FPAR, if you didn't know what it stands for, because I did not, stands for 40%. Against rights. I don't know what that is, but it's a Japanese streetwear brand, so maybe it doesn't translate completely great into English, and that's why it sounds
probably
like
not.
Gibberish.
Yeah
So it's a really cool shoe. It is triple black, like I said. It looks like it's a triple black upper with leather on the heel. It's got like a mini swoosh with FPAR in like the Nike kind of slanted italicized font, which is kind of a cool touch.
Ooh.
On the inside of the tongue, you've got some writing. It says, trust no one. That's kind of a fact. So that's good. Mm-hmm. And the swoosh is interesting because it's done in like the Jordan 5 mesh.
Yeah.
like the rubberized material. Mm-hmm. And then on the swoosh in triple black, so it's hard to see, it says, "Don't follow me," which is also true facts. So it's definitely an interesting shoe. I've never seen anything like this on a Nike Dunk in my life. So it is interesting, but the triple black, I just don't know if I could, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
It's dropping on October 25th, so that's this weekend. If they do another color, I think I would be down. Like if they did a classic, imagine they did like carmine, just white and red blocking with like the Jordan 6 tongue would be so cool on a Nike Dunk. But yeah, this weekend for the triple black, October 25th, 125 USD. So you're looking at probably 175, 180 Canadian if we get them. I will rate this specific one just cute if it was a different color.
Yeah, potentially, I feel that.
Potentially a scoop if it was a different color.
Yeah, for me to rock an all black pair of shoes, it has to have some sort of stupid accent.
Yeah.
Or like some sort of pattern that you can see.
Yeah, like a black on black pattern. Yeah. Like these are. They're close. Like, instead of it saying Jordan on the tongue and that thin, like, Arial font, it says Nike SB. Yeah. Like, it's really cool.
Details are dope.
Yeah. Really detailed shoe, but you can't see them because it's triple black.
Triple black, yeah.
Like, it just looks too plain for me. I don't think I could do it, but so cool. Joel, what do you got?
For me, I got the Day of the Dead pack, Nike. They're dropping on October 25th. It consists of the Cortez, Air Max 95, and Air Force One. The Air Force One is pretty much like a, if you want to call it like a triple, like a white on white kind of thing. But the piping, it's in like in different colors, like yellow, blue, red. I guess it resembles like the La Cartina, the Day of the Dead festival, which they celebrate. But the funny thing, well, the cool thing about it is that on all of them, well, the Air Max 95, it's a black gradient, black midsole. It's all like black and gray gradient. And the Cortez, it's like a black upper, white swoosh. And then it's got like the orange midsole piping.
I think that's
piping.
My favorite, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One.
Yeah.
But, on all of them, it's got like a 3M, reflection.
Yeah.
3ME.
Of the, La Cartina, the, Day of the Dead, the candy skulls, like,
you know, so cool.
It's like that image like pops out with the 3M. So, but yeah, man, I think for me, I like the 95s.
Really?
The pack. It's pretty cool. It's just that gradient gray that, you know, nobody like.
Classic.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It's classic. But yeah, these drop on the 25th. I didn't find any prices yet, but I'm pretty sure it's just your normal,
yeah,
you know, Cortez regular. 95 and Air Force One prices out there. But yeah, for me, these are like a super cute.
Super cool.
Super cool.
Like really, 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 really cool. Mm-hmm. Like that's the kind of thing. Like these are a little bit more plain, but they have that white on white detailing on the Air Force where it's like the 3M.
The 3M pops, yeah.
Is like, that's what can set it up over the top for me. Like I need something like that. If I'm going to buy a plain shoe, it's got to have that kind of touch to it.
Yeah.
Really cool pack though. I think the Cortez is my favorite.
You like the Cortez?
Yeah.
Even with the black midsole?
I know. What? I know. It has that little accent of orange. It kind of cuts it a little bit. Yeah. I think I like the Cortez.
What?
Yeah. Cool, man. What about you, Alvin?
Probably 95 for me.
Yeah.
95 too.
That seems obvious. I don't even know why I asked.
I mean, I was leaning towards
the Air Force Ones.
The Forces are cool too, man. Cool. They have the coolest detailing, I think, with 3M.
Yeah. But I still fuck with 95s. The Cortezes I thought were cool.
I like them all.
But, you know.
It's a cool pack.
We'll see.
It's a cool pack. Yeah. Alvin.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, I'm amped.
Feeling high from that Raptors ring.
Dude,
eh?
It was like winning the championship all over again.
I actually just got the tracking notification. Ours are in the mail.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. The $10,000 replicas?
Yeah. No, the real one. The one they just gave out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Replica.
No, that's like the $10,000 replica.
By no fucking AliExpress. Nah. We get that real deal.
Ah.
Real deal McBeal. Let's go.
So, I did the Air Max 90 30th anniversary within quotation marks.
Why is it in quotation marks?
Because that's what they're calling it.
Mm.
I don't know why. But essentially, like they're changing up the shape a little bit, which I don't know how I feel about right now.
Is this shape a little bit closer to the OG or not? I don't think
it's supposed
is.
To be the OG shape.
So like for anybody listening, Alvin, what's this new shape that they have on this one? What is it?
So essentially
like?
The only thing that they changed was the mud guard on the outside of your foot. They thinned out the black leather and they're showing more of the mesh.
Yeah.
Which is like I don't know.
It makes it look flatter.
Squishier. That's what it is. In the toe box.
It looks like somebody stepped on your foot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like the colorway that I'm talking about is the Vault colorway, which I've always
classic
wanted.
Yeah.
So good.
Never bought. They were sitting on shelves. I could have purchased them on 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still never purchased. And now they're coming out again. And I was amped when I first saw it. But then now they're coming out with this 30th anniversary shape.
Yeah.
And
they changed it for a reason.
It's just weird, man. Like, I don't know if I could fuck with it. Like, if they re-release the infrareds in this similar shape,
what are you gonna do?
I'm not copying.
No, it's a no. Yeah, I don't. It looks just. It throws me way off.
Yeah,
like I get it.
Throws me way off.
I definitely get it. Like respect to all the old, like the OG shape and all that.
Yeah,
but there's a reason.
You can improve on an OG though, like that's like,
always
that's,
yeah. It's don't the original. Get it twisted. You know what I mean? Like, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, like it's and this is seems like a downgrade.
It just
to
looks
me.
Weird.
Yeah,
like the inside, like the what is that? The anterior? Or, I don't know. Whatever.
The medial. Whatever.
The medial.
Oh. Yeah.
The inside looks good. Like it's similar. Yeah. It's like regular, which is what the outside. In my opinion,
it looks like it melted.
Should look like. Mm.
I think the enthusiasts are gonna be all anxious about it, but like we're so used to like you know from like history of air kind of thing.
Yeah,
and that's forward, what it
like,
was.
And I think that outer mud guard, like the thinning of it, is I don't know. I'm in the same boat as you.
It reminds me of that other what's that Air Max that has like the Air Max 90,
like a light Air Max light.
Yeah, it gives me that kind of vibe.
I agree with you. Yeah, like a lot of mesh. Now that I look at it, it's a lot of mesh.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Big.
So I'm not really feeling this shape. I know other people will.
I don't know.
But I personally, I'm not a fan of it. I'm gonna pass on these. These are supposed to drop in 2020. They didn't really give a date for it. Mm-hmm. I think
March is a good guess.
Yeah, probably. March.
Every weekend in March is going to be a new Air Max.
Day at this point. Like, Air Max month is just getting nuts.
But it's like, man, like, why you got to change something that's, like, so sexy?
So you don't like these? You're not gonna go for them?
I mean, colorway dope. Like, I'm all about it, but I'm a pass. These are a poop, man. Like,
it's a noop. I'm interested to hear any Air Max enthusiasts listening. How do you guys feel about this? Our friends, like Troy Alexander, or Adam Sneaker Closet, or any other big Air Max heads. What do you guys think? Especially, I think that Adam is a huge Air Max 90 guy.
He is. His Air Max 90 is one of his favorites.
So I'm curious to know how he feels about it. Because, like I said, like it's not always necessarily an improvement to go back to the OG. Like, you can get better from how you start.
Like, it's not ugly.
It's not ugly, no. But I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's not. It's different. And I can't get behind it. And I just want you to bring it back. But that's just me. So we'll see what happens. I really need another pair of infrareds, though.
For real,
but yeah, if this is what the infrared is gonna look like, then I'm gonna pass on.
Yeah, I think I would pass.
And look
as well.
For like the 2010 or some shit.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 2010 was very well done.
Mm-hmm. This is a cute poop,
cutesy poop,
cutesy poop.
It's a good new rating we have there. Next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we review our. Oh, sorry, what am I talking about? Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. My mind is still on the fact that our rings are in the mail. Like
in
I cannot.
Win.
Where we have tracking, like it just says label created.
It's
at Scotiabank Arena. And tracking not available. Please check back.
Check back when you send payment.
Please check back when you make the NBA.
No installments.
First up, so Jordan Brand is dropping a bunch of Jordan 1s. Surprise. What else is new, right? So it's called the Fearless Ones Collection. Did you guys see this huge unveiling that they had last week? So it's about 10 pairs of Jordan 1s in this pack.
And it's a mixture, right?
It's a mixture. There's some high, there's some low, there's some we already knew about. There's a new one. So there's actually a couple new ones. So it's coming out. The whole pack is pretty much this quarter, so holiday 2019. So I guess it starts with Shattered Backboard 3.0. Which is this week
the
shiny, as somebody once called it, chicken grease Jordan 1 black and orange. I don't remember who said that, but
it was
good description. But
Aaron.
No, was it?
Yeah, man.
No, it was not. Oh my goodness,
it was Aaron.
No, it wasn't. It was
when we started listing off bare.
It was an EEE. Somebody wrote said chicken grease.
But it was on the week that Aaron was here. Because then we're like, oh, yeah, the Dirty Bird chicken grease. Dirty Bird chicken grease.
So there's a couple, like Alvin alluded to, there's a couple newer Jordan 1 iterations that are coming out. So the first one is the Fly Ease, which is really cool. Yeah. So it's the laceless, basically step-in design, which is meant for people who are not capable of slipping into a laced-up high-cut shoe. So have you seen like the unraveled photo of it? It literally, the whole side comes off pretty much. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. The next and probably most hype one of all of them, I would think, is the Clot / Edison Chen collaboration, which looks like his Air Force One collaboration. Yep. It's got like that paisley, cool nylon upper, but it's a mid. So now I feel about that. Then you've got a React Jordan 1 Low, which is kind of cool. It's got like a regular React running shoe outsole, and they just plopped a Jordan 1 Low upper on it. It's kind of interesting. It kind of reminds me of the Flyknit that they did. Like they just kind of threw a current technology onto an older model. So I feel like it would be comfy. It might not be a bad option.
They should have done it Flyknit.
Flyknit and React?
Yeah.
Damn. Cut the check, Nike. If you're going to
make it a performance, might as well make it a performance.
Yeah. I'm about that for sure. We'll have to get that custom job. Yo, Konotsky.
Get that Flyknit machine ready, bro.
So make us some Flyknit. So that one is from a collaboration from a brand called Ghetto Gastro. Never heard of them in my life, but good for them for getting a collab.
That's I just hear like old school, like hip hop or someone beatboxing.
Yeah, I believe that.
Ghetto Gastro.
And like we alluded to as well, the pairs that were already revealed previously, the Shattered Backboard 3.0, the UNC to Chicago patent leather joints that Alvin had a pick of the other week, those women's nylon looking like rose gold. Those are kind of cool. I kind of like mess with those because it's the original like classic blocking. It's just a little bit of a twist on it. I kind of like those. Those are pretty cool. But yeah, holiday 2019 for all of it. I could not at all find why it's called Fearless. Still no idea why it's called the Fearless Collection. I don't get it at all. I don't know.
Because he's fearless.
It's just he's hungry. So they make the hungry collection. Like he's just
the hungry pack.
His descriptions of him. The tall collection. Like what?
The tongue out collection.
Yeah. That would actually be cool. I'd buy that. Yeah. So yeah, holiday 2019, if you're interested in all those, the only ones I think that have release dates right now would be the Shattered Backboard 3.0 and that women's Fearless Rose Gold joint. Both are this weekend.
Yeah.
Next up, did Nike cheat to break the marathon record? You guys saw that Eliud Kipchoge, the breaking two guy, ran a sub-2-hour marathon.
Yeah, man.
That's dope. Crazy.
Wow.
Absolutely nuts. I think he held the previous record, which was like 2 hours and a minute or 2 minutes or something. Like something absolutely nuts. So I know what everyone's thinking. Finally, we have some sort of drama from the professional long distance running community because it's just been so long since we've talked about drama in the professional long distance running community. So all our listeners, strap in. It's going to be some juicy stuff.
Like put in your seatbelt for real.
Pour that tea. Here we go. So like we said, under 2 hours, ran a marathon. Already nuts. I don't even know how long a marathon is, but I know it's far.
Yeah.
Does anybody even know? Is it like 26 kilometers? More than 40 kilometers? I think it might be 40 kilometers.
Enough kilometers for me to need to drive.
I could do 4 kilometers in 2 hours, like easily.
Give me 2 kilometers in 4 hours. I'll do
2 kilometers.
I'll do 100 meters.
100 meter dash.
4 hours.
100 meter crash. So a bunch of runners have been complaining that Nike sneakers that Eliud was wearing might have been giving him and other athletes who wear the shoe an unfair advantage. Go ahead, Alvin. You have something to say.
Okay, first of all, what sneakers were you wearing?
Yeah, why don't you wear the Nike shoes too?
Second of all,
they're out there.
Second of all, you train harder, bro.
That's it.
Honestly. Why are you fucking blaming a fucking brand for making dope ass shoes? And because you don't run in them, obviously now someone's cheating. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
So apparently the shoe features a spring-like carbon fiber plate in the midsole.
Okay, you can put
it
that in your
like
shoes.
It sounds like a sprinter plate in like the regular like Jordan brand or flight plate or whatever they call it.
They're cheating. Whoever wears Jordans and can dunk is a fucking cheater.
No technology. Only running barefoot from now on. So apparently this is helping the runners take up to 2 minutes off their best times. We're talking...
What the fuck?
2 minutes.
That's a lot, man.
That's a lot.
We're talking like older, like seasoned runners who are getting 2 minutes taken off of their best times ever as soon as they put these shoes on.
Okay, but
because of the bounce, it propels you.
It's propulsion. Yeah.
Here's another question.
Bringing you forward.
These athletes that were complaining, what time did they finish at? 3 hours? So that 2 minutes don't make no difference.
Yeah. They're sitting and doing podcasts.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm talking about it.
Come on, dog. Like, this is, I read this and I was like, fuck,
it's gotta be the shoes. It's gotta, gotta be the shoes.
I can't wait for that ad, right? So, in the rule book, it says the purpose of shoes for competition is to give protection and stability to the feet.
Perfect.
And a firm grip on the ground.
Perfect.
And they must not be constructed as to give athletes any unfair assistance or advantage. That's what it says in the rule book.
Right.
So if there's this claim that it's giving an unfair advantage, then yes, technically I think it would be against the rules. But I think it's kind of a dumb rule. It's a shoe. It's not a rollerblade.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like heeling down a hill or something.
I feel like there's a trampoline under in the midsole that's causing
I
him
can tell you
to jump
with
farther.
The utmost certainty, no matter what shoes any of us were wearing, we're not getting anywhere close to a 2-hour marathon.
I mean, it's,
you still have to be an incredibly fit and trained and seasoned individual to do this. Like, come on, let him have his thing, man.
If it's cutting 2 minutes off of his time, it's cutting like an hour off of mine. So.
Yeah, it's, you're going to start an hour sooner.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, instead of sitting on the couch for an extra hour.
And I may not walk for as much of it.
Yeah, because it's going to spring.
See.
It's apparently, it's really good. We should try it. Maybe.
I need to cop those.
Maybe I'll be able to dunk.
Nike, holla at me.
I don't know. I can see it. I guess I can see it coming from the kind of old school mentality, I guess, of some of the runners. Maybe they've been in it for a long time, and they're kind of just the old, like, grumpy guys who are like, hey, don't you wear those fancy shoes and run too fast now. Like, they're just salty a little bit.
I mean, but
it's understandable because I feel like there's been conversations in basketball with similar, like, they have restraints that they have on shoes. Like, they can't get, like, the Kanye couldn't even have 3M on his shoe in basketball. I don't know what that has to do with performance, but there's certain restrictions in every sport for footwear and all that kind of stuff. So it's understandable. They have to stop it somewhere, because at some point they are going to put, like you said, a trampoline in a shoe, or they're going to put wheels on it and still say it's a shoe. Like, they got to stop it somewhere. So I guess they're just getting close to the fine line now. Did you see the midsole on these joints?
They're huge.
It's fat. Like, it's, I'm 6'2 in those things, man. Like,
I'm 7 foot.
I am friggin' dunking on everybody in that Nike Free Percent, I think is what it was
free
called.
Percent?
Yeah. Free Percent? Is what, I'm going to buy one.
Something like that.
I'm trying to run now, yo. Like, fuck, I'm going to see if it cuts
off. Shit, man. Apparently, if I can do an under 2-hour marathon, I'm about to buy these shit.
If it's going to make me dunk, I'm down.
These are the new, like, BB4s. Like, I wanted those because Vince did a...
The boy.
Boing, and now it's like Eliud is like same thing. He's like boing boing with carbon fiber plate.
Yeah.
I didn't see that France guy complain when Vince dunked over his head. So I'm saying
he didn't go to the news and be like, he's wearing shocks. It's bringing him.
He's totally cheating.
Oh la la.
Oh la la.
So next up, sneaker shopping has a new king again. So the previous king was Offset. He dropped about 30. Thank you, Offset, over there for dropping. 30K USD on the Complex sneaker shopping show. PJ Tucker returned for the second time. He was the sneaker king before Offset. And then Offset came and dropped 30 grand. And I think PJ must have seen it and be like, okay, bud.
I'm gonna shit on this one.
Sorry, kiddo. But before he did, like during the episode, he actually listed off some of his everyday wears, like what he likes to wear every day.
Mm-hmm.
So PJ's top 5 everyday wears is just a simple Nike Dunk SB.
Nice.
An Air Max 1, Puma Clydes, an Air Force 1 low, and the Joyride. The Nike Joyride. Very cool. He's got a little bit of everything in there. I respect the versatility.
Yeah.
It's rumored that PJ is actually supposed to be signing with Puma.
Oh, yeah?
That's the word on the block.
Yeah, this guy just bought bare Nike.
So that's why maybe Puma Clydes is in there. It's just a rumor.
Huh.
You never know. But Puma's doing their thing, man. They're dropping bags on people.
If they're if he's getting a bag from Puma, that's just more Nikes he can purchase. He can wear
later on. Yeah, exactly. Once he's done.
Once he's retired, you know what I mean? Like,
Well, right now he's a Nike athlete, and he's actually a sneaker free agent, I think, actually starting this week.
Yeah.
He's a sneaker free agent. Yeah. So he's excited, he said, to see
He doesn't know where it's going to take him. Yeah. You know?
It'll be interesting. He's definitely the sneaker king of the NBA, no doubt about it. It's going to be a sick year. But let's get to what he purchased on sneaker shopping. So he dropped, I'm not going to say what he dropped yet. He bought a handful of shoes, we'll say 10 shoes. First, the Fear of God Vans Era, I guess from the first collaboration between Fear of God Vans and I think it was PacSun. Mm-hmm. Those are apparently $1,600.
I didn't know those cost that much.
When that happened, because it's a Vans shoe. Like, that's a crazy $60 shoe right there.
Yeah.
Next up, he bought the Sean Weatherspoon 97.1 TD Toddler for $650.
Sorry, Kai, I'm not buying those for you.
It's crazy because when Alvin sent this list and I was reading it and I was like, he bought Sean's for $600? That's a good deal. And I was like, oh, wait, Toddler.
And it's probably like an 11C.
Man bought a freaking 11C for $600. Like, that's how I'm trying to be one day. Shit. Same. Next, DJ Khaled X Air Jordan 3 Grateful. The blue joints for $6,000.
Wow.
Next up, I think this is the best deal. Not to say it's inexpensive, but the Jordan 3/8 Kobe pack for $14,000. I think that's a pretty good deal.
I think it was just the three, though.
Oh, shit.
Because I was watching it, and after they list off they lift off what he buys. They just show the pictures of everything he's purchased.
And it just showed the three?
They only showed the three.
Maybe that's just for continuity. Like, just they didn't the want to just put two shoes there.
I don't know. You wouldn't put the two shoes, but you would put, like a three, and then next screen is the eight.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Because every time, I think Offset bought a pack.
And they showed both.
Interesting.
Mm. If he paid $14,000 for the three, then I rescind what I just said. That's not a good deal.
No.
Next up, he bought the Pharrell X Adidas NMD NERD collaboration for $2,600. Chump change.
Yeah.
Next up, the Dizzy Rascal Air Max 180 classic pair for a cool $2,100.
Soft.
Then the Soul Collector Nike Dunk for another $2,100. And finally, to close it out, this one shocked me the most. The Kanye Reebok S. Carter Classic Low for $3,800 for a shoe. Oh, my God. For a Reebok Classic. I don't even care.
And it's the S. Dot Carter.
For $3,810.
Because you can't find S. Dot Carters, let alone the Kanye collabo.
How did they add the $10 to that $3,800?
They just wanted to milk it, you know?
$10.
So for a grand total of $33,283, he dropped just casually at Flick Club on a Tuesday.
That's a car.
That's a great car. That's U.S. dollar, my friend.
Damn.
We're talking above 40 racks there. At least like 45, 44.
It's a Jeep. Right there.
Nice Jeep. Good for you, PJ.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be rich and be able to buy all the shoes you want.
Well, soon he's only going to be rocking Pumas, apparently. So
that's fine. If you're getting bag, get that money, man.
Puma, holla at me.
Hey, if you got all that money, you buy all those shoes, bro. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, any shoes?
No.
No. Joel, any shoes?
Nope.
Lawrence, any shoes? Nope. I did, I will tell you, get finessed today. A basic little tiny finesse. Actually, we'll talk about last week. I did actually get, I was really excited for the Supreme Burner Phone.
Oh,
which is pretty cool. I got it in the mail today. It's just as stupid as it sounds. It's like a little dinky.
Can you put an
SD
card in? I mean,
you can put it. I'm going to try and put a SIN in it. Ooh. And you do like a pay-as-you-go situation.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Yo, do it. I'm going to call you just for fun.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yo. I'm going to just call like toll-free numbers all day. Just,
like at the next event we go? I'm just going
to
call you.
I'm just going to stand there on the phone. Like, I just kicking it. I'm just standing there on the phone pretending to talk to people all day. Just holding it up to my ear. I'm going to put a headband on and slip it under the headband all freaking day. But yeah, so I did get that. I was really excited it came in today. Just as stupid and basic as you would remember a crappy Nokia. T9 texting phone.
Was it Nokia?
No, it's I think it's called BLU is the brand. It literally was listed on Supreme's website as burner phone.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's crap.
That's
like,
funny,
it's like a $20 phone. Yeah. I paid like $100 for it and I'm so happy with it. But but today, so Kanye is allegedly releasing his album again this, or not again, he's releasing his album this week. We'll say again because it's been 30 times apparently that he's released the same album. But on his website, he sold a vinyl of it, like a pre-sale for a vinyl of it, a CD and a digital copy, like all separately or whatever. And then it said, if you buy it, you get a pre-sale code for a Kanye West event that is upcoming in the near future. And I was like, interesting. If this is a concert, I'm down to get like a pre-sale for like a tour or whatever, because Kanye tickets are like impossible to get.
Yeah.
And like the digital copy was only $10. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to end up, I mean, I have Apple Music, so it would have been free. But I was like, I can pay $10 and then make sure I get tickets to a tour. Because I was convinced in my mind it was a tour. I was like, oh my God, it's a tour. Like, yeah. I'm amped. Bought it. $10, whatever. Converts it. It's like $13 Canadian. I'm like, yeah. All right. Check the email. Click it. It says, like, here's your link to your code. Click it. And it's like, Kanye West at the LA Forum on this date at this time. And I was like, fuck. here's your code for a pre-sale for two tickets purchase.
I guess you're going back to LA.
Fuck. I'm not going to LA for that. So yeah, I got finessed a little bit. I was kind of salty afterwards that I bought. I spent $13 for absolutely no goddamn reason. But I did. So I didn't buy shoes last week. And this is kind of related. This is what our main discussion was inspired by. I sold shoes last week. I don't know if you guys saw, I posted on my story. I sold the Easter Air Force One. I think it was from like early last year. I thought it was longer ago.
It was last year, yeah.
But I think it was like 2018, like early, like Easter of 2018. So it felt like it's almost 2 years from now. Paid like $100. They sat on the shelf. I just really liked it. So I was like,
nice.
Honestly, yeah. I don't really do Air Forces. It's the color is just amazing. I love the shoe. Like, it's so good. They'd executed it amazingly. And it sat in my closet unworn since then. Like, receipt still in the box. Like, never wore it. Always looked at it and I was like, next Easter. But every Easter, I always wear the 180 that I bought from Joel.
Yeah.
So I never ended up wearing it. Yeah. I saw that they were going for a decent amount on StockX. I had a dead stock pair, so I was like, I'm going to just throw up a random super high ask, and if it sells, it sells. Like, it's not doing anything in my basement anyway, so if it's going to sell, it's going to sell. And then randomly, one night, I'm just sitting in bed, like, probably watching The Office or something stupid, and I get a notification like, your item has just sold on StockX, you have 2 days to ship, or like, whatever the notification is. And I'm like, what item? Like, I'm selling something? And then I checked, and I was like, oh shit, it's the Air Force One.
Yeah.
So it was a size 9 in the Air Force One Easter from 2018, my ask was $375 Canadian. And someone bought it.
But that's like nothing in American.
It's still like at least above $300 in US. What? And retail in US for Air Force is like, what, $110?
Yeah,
like
$99.
That's still like triple the amount. So I was like, whoa, like someone actually bought this thing. I was shook. After fees and everything still, I was up at like $317. And I was like, holy crap, this is insane. Like people are crazy. So I was doing some digging, and just to kind of preface what we're going to talk about later after a couple more segments, we're going to talk about money. And I just wanted to quickly go through, I chose one random pair from each of your collections. Checked the last sold price in your size. And I want to see if you even have any idea what your shoes are worth anymore. Because I had no idea. Like, I don't know if you guys saw me post the What the Dunk the other day. That's what started it.
$9,000.
Yeah, so we'll start with me. I checked. I hate checking this because it makes me so scared to wear the shoe. Yeah. What the Dunk last sold price for a size 8.5 is $9,100 Canadian.
Oh, shit.
Pardon you. I beg your pardon. And that's the last sold price. So now the next one is being listed for even higher. Because obviously people are driving up the market and there's so few dead stock pairs left. Yeah. $9,100. So Joel, I don't think you guys are ready to hear this. Viotech Air Max Ones. Any idea the last sold price on it? I could only find a 10.5 on StockX.
I have no idea.
That's a cool $1,800 there, my friend.
Holy shit.
For dead stock biotech ones. Whoa. Alvin shrugged like that's pocket money.
No, but like
I'm sure Joel paid nothing close to $1,800 for that
shoe. I thought it'd be more.
You thought it'd be more
than $1,800, yeah.
What did you pay for, Joel?
Like 200 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's cash in the bank. Alvin, you actually just bought this shoe recently, Safari Air Max 1 from 2002. You paid what, like 300 or something, like 250? Something like that? Yeah. So maybe 320, 330 Canadian. Any idea what they're at right now? Size 11 just sold for on StockX?
$800?
That would be $1,500, my friend.
Yo, Matt. Mr. MD Kovacs.
MD Kovacs did not check the current market value of the shoe he sold.
I'm sorry.
You owe him a double back payment.
But that's a DS pair with...
Yeah, that's a dead stock pair.
With a perfect midsole.
Yeah, I would have. Probably, I don't know. Yeah. Well, if it's dead stock, it's just whatever the midsole is.
Either way,
is
yo, in, Matt, guess, you yeah. saved me $1,500. Yeah, no, yeah.
After appreciate swap you, bro. And everything, yeah.
If you're coming out to the north, like, hit me up. I'll take care of you.
I'll buy you McDonald's like, breakfast or something.
Like, yo, we're square, right?
Like, McDonald's? We're good, right?
No, I'll take you to Wendy's.
Still. I got a toucan dine. You're good with that, bro?
IKEA.
IKEA breakfast.
IKEA breakfast.
So, yeah, prices are getting insane. For a lot of things, for a lot of older things. Yeah, that we've
if
been
you're
into.
Stupid and you buy that shit.
For well, we price. Own it, so.
Yeah.
We're stupid and we own it, I guess. So yeah, we'll get to that later. That's that. Just, you can let it stew in your mind for a little bit. Okay. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Just a couple of messages this week. The first one, very heartfelt, very nice message from Mr. Sean Collard 23.
Oh, Uncle Scott.
A very cute message from our good friend from Montreal, Uncle Scott. He says, hey guys, wanted to let you know that I'm catching up on the last few episodes. My wife and I just listened to episode 79 with John and 80 with Marin Lays, and we had to tell you that we loved both episodes. Great conversation, great questions for the guests, and overall, great work.
Thanks.
That's cute.
That means a lot.
It does mean a lot, man. Especially when it means a step up. No, it already means a lot from everybody, but when people are on their own podcasts and they also do the same thing that
when
we're
you have
doing.
The sneaker podcast. And you're great
OG.
On the sneaker podcast.
Big fat OG.
Yeah.
OG with
it's
a capital
great to hear
mark.
That you think we're great because you're great.
It's they are
an
great.
Honor.
It is an honor. It's with an a honor. U. Honor with a U, with my a friend.
Because we're Canadian.
Can't spell honor without you, man.
Oh, no.
Next up, another good friend of the show who is long overdue for paying us a visit, Mr. Jay from Everywhere, Jay from Time, Hamilton's very own HVO. He says it's pronounced shuttle, as in I take the shuttle bus to shuttle to watch the shuttle supersonics.
Shuttle.
Correct,
shuttle.
Yes. In regards to shuttle. Us mispronouncing Seattle. On purpose, shuttle. Mind you, several times on the last podcast. Shuttle supersonics, he says.
Shuttle Mariners.
Shout out to Seattle. They're due for an NBA team.
Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay, bro.
Get over there, buddy.
Shout out to Kuya Jay for sure.
Bro. Hit us up, Jay. We gotta get you over here very soon.
Yeah, man.
Next up, thumbs down in this part of the show. We give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. In this week's topic, it's getting cold outside, boys. It's going to start snowing soon. This week's topic, sneaker boots. Alvin.
Down.
Joel.
Down. What? Me too, down. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something super spooky, because NSR is now spooky-related. Alvin, do you have a scary story for us?
I do, man.
We're going to set the tone.
I'm going to try to. Did you guys hear that? That was a ghost.
Someone
bro.
Closed the door.
Oh, my God. I was in Banff. A couple years ago.
I don't like this one.
At the Fairmont.
I don't like this one either.
So even before going to the Fairmont, you know, Sasha and I are huge paranormal ghost fans.
Nice.
So we did some research because obviously, like, dog, that's been there from time.
Yeah.
So obviously there's probably some ghosts up in that bitch. So, I mean, when we got there, everything was cool. Like, our room was chill. Like, you know, nothing creepy. Cause sometimes you get that feeling you're just like,
Someone's watching
off,
you.
Bro. Like,
yeah.
You always feel like somebody's watching
as
you.
F. Yeah. So everything was chill. You know what I mean? And then at that time, I was still on my gym grind. So I was like going to the gym when Sasha and Kaya were like sleeping. Mm. So I think this is like night 4 or 3. Mm. I'm at the gym. It's probably like not even late, like probably 9:30 in the evening, 9:30 p.m. Finish my last set. I'm like, okay, cool. I feel good. I'm going to go back to my room. Mm-hmm. So the gym itself is on like the main floor. Our room was fucking, I think it's the 12th floor.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, okay, so our room from the elevator is like a walk. Like, it's like a ways.
Oh, it's not close.
So you got to turn right, go through all these old ass looking.
There's a corner. You had to corner it.
All these old ass looking hallways. Nah. And then to get to our room, you still have to make a right.
Fairmont's very old. It's like 1899 or something. Bro. Man. That's, so, like one of, that's like before anybody was here, the Fairmont was here.
Yeah, no, real talk though. Real talk. Yeah. That was the first thing that was in Banff.
Fucking Queen Elizabeth I was out there.
She built that shit.
For reals. Bare hands.
So coming back from the gym, there were still a few people walking around in like that area. I passed by like a lady who was like in front of a storefront, which was cool. Like she just seemed like a regular person. I didn't think of anything of it. And then out of nowhere, like, you know, that feeling you get where someone's behind you, but like kind of like, you know, when you're running with playing tag,
you can someone's feel it
right behind you. Yeah. And then you have that like anxious, like, oh my God, they're going to catch me. Like, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
Yo, that crept up on me hard.
Yeah.
And like, then? Like so hard. And like, yo, I've never felt that ever in my life. Like, it's just like, yo, I have to, like, in my, like, I just, I had to run, bro. Yeah. So like,
sprinting through the hotel.
not even. I didn't want to seem sus. I didn't want to seem sus on the cameras,
bro. You don't want to let the ghost know that you're tipped off.
So I walk, like, I sprint walk.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking like hella fast.
Speed power walk.
Yeah. Like, I've never sped walked so fast in my life towards the elevator. I press up and it was still taking, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm waiting, I'm like, yo, something.
Just got that anxiety.
I'm looking back.
Nobody was there?
Nobody was there. Like, real talk. Like, I heard, like, you know, because it was all carpet.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought I heard, like, someone walking.
Yeah, because you could hear it on carpet.
Mm-hmm. No one's there. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
So, like, I get into the elevator. I'm like, yo, I'm not by myself, bro. Like, I, like, dude, like, something's here. Like, something's making me feel this way. So I get to, like, whatever floor we're at, 12th floor.
13.
No, it was the 12th. Fuck that. It was the 12th floor. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Just chill. I'm trying to walk calmly to my room, but, like, yo, something just took over. I fucking booked it.
Yeah.
I, like, ran. I ran so fast. I almost, like, hit the door. When I was trying to turn the corner, I almost hit the fucking wall or door that was in front of me before I turned. That's how fast I was running.
Holy shit.
And I get into the room, and then once I get into the room, I'm just like, okay, cool, like, I'm calm. But it was just weird, because like, when I heard those like footsteps on the carpet, like the shuffling or whatever on the carpet, I was like, okay, cool, someone's there, that's why I feel this way.
But nobody was there. So was it
no one's fucking there, bro.
Was it the lady what, you walked by?
Nah, I don't think so, man.
Maybe it was the lady.
I didn't go back that far because I already felt it.
The lady was never there.
Maybe the lady was a ghost.
I didn't go back that far, bro. I wasn't trying. Yo, with that feeling, I wasn't trying to go back to see, because I'm like, I'm not investigating that shit.
No way.
If Sasha was there, maybe. I'm like, babe, I feel something. Let's go back and check something real quick.
Let her go first.
I was by myself. It was like in the evening. It was dark outside. Like, I'm not trying to explore a haunted ass hotel and shit.
That,
like,
place is super old and super creepy.
I don't know, man. I just never had that feeling before in my life. That's like, crazy. Sometimes I feel it in, like, creepy-ass basements. Like, I gotta run up the stairs just because it's creepy.
Yeah, everyone did that when you're a kid. You're like, you can feel it behind you. Yeah. Like, you're, oh.
Dude, I walked in the hallway.
It's like someone's poking you in your lower back with, like, a needle. And you're like,
and you gotta, like, woo.
Yeah, you're like, arch, you're like, whoa. Yeah.
But, like, I walked through that hallway. It doesn't seem creepy. Mm-hmm. All the lights were on. I was feeling perfectly fine up until the point where, like, I just passed that one lady at the storefront. She seemed like a regular-ass lady.
She not.
And
did you ever see her?
She had like regular clothes. No, I didn't.
Ooh.
No, but she had like regular clothes.
And then the store was never even there.
The store was the store was closed. So like, she was looking at something in the store, like, because people did that.
She didn't have a face.
She did though. But like, I don't know, man. It was just so scary, bro.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you, Joel. Do you have? I'm so happy that you guys have the stories and not me, because like, I'm just scared enough, like, listening to them, like, is going to give me night terrors. I'm good enough. Yeah.
I'm going to bed nice tonight.
You already lived through the experience. You're fine. Like, now I have to deal with it. You're putting the burden on me now. It's kind of unfair. Joel, crazy. Do you have any more spooky stories from your spooky childhood?
Well, it's not so much of a ghost story. It's more of like a, I don't know, like a UFO kind of thing.
Oh.
So it was like in the summertime. I must have been like in, I don't know, like in high school, like maybe grade 9 or grade 10 or something like that. But it was summer. I just finished work. So I'm at home chilling. And the way that my room is that there's two sets of windows in my room on Lakeshore. And what it is that I had a TV by the window. And then on the other side of my, on the other side of my room was the other window. So I'm watching TV, and then all of a sudden, cause, well, all of a sudden the light, like there's this big, bright, white light just shone through my, my window, and it just lit up my, my room. Like it was like daylight. And then the way that it is the way that my street is, it's 12th Street where I lived. And then my, my bedroom window faced 13th Street.
Like across the next
street. It was across to the next street. And after the 13th Street, it's just the field where Humber College is.
Interesting, both of your stories. 12th Street, 12th floor. Just saying. Just saying there, buddies.
So what happened was, so the light was going through my window. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, it's so bright. So then I ran to the living room. My dad was there. I'm like, Dad, you see the light? And then he's like, oh, he's getting mad at me. Like, forget it. So I go downstairs. I go downstairs. And by the time I go downstairs, it was just dark, like night. So I was like, okay, something's going on here. So I go back upstairs in my room. And then I look out the window and it's just dark, just dark. So the next day, I ran into my homies. We just all hang out. Like during, you know, summertime, whatever. So my boys were like, yo, we were at Promenade. And then, you know, we were just chilling by the lake. And then we just saw this big white light in the sky. Ooh. And it zipped down. And then it slowly triggered upwards. And then it just shot straight up in the air and it disappeared.
And they said that to you?
They said
that
to me.
Before you even said something.
And then I was like, yo, what time was this at? And they were like, oh, it was like around like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then I was like, what the fuck, yo? Like my room was lit up and like, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And,
oh my God.
And so I don't know. I'm kind of putting like two and two together. And then I don't know. I'm hearing all these stories, like watching all these TV shows nowadays. And like, yo, I think I fucking saw a UFO or
that's
something, man.
Not so.
Fucked up. Fucked up. So I don't know. Maybe I got like teleported or something. And, like, embedded like
maybe you got abducted, dog. Like,
yeah, man.
Shit.
That's why you're so cool.
Damn. They cloned you, bro.
They cloned me.
There's a bunch of Joels on the next planet now.
Crazy.
Damn. Well, I'm good. Thanks. I'm good, love. So I think next week, just for all the listeners who are listening to us talk about listening, I think that we said we're out of spooky stories from real life. But in an unprecedented move, we're going to each come up with our own spooky story. Next week, the week of Halloween, right?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, but
the week of Halloween, the spookiest week of all. We're all going to come up with our own scary story, and we're going to have the listeners vote on whose was the scariest story. Next up, promos. Our first promo this week, the most near away thing. It's coming close, man. It's soon. Today, as we speak, October 22nd. Just kicking it. The second installment is on November 16th. That is like 2.5 weeks away, maybe 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks away. By the time you listen to this, 3 weeks away, November 16th at the Skadden Court Community Center in Toronto, running from 12 to 6. Your typical buy, sell, and trade event. Regular, degular, schmegular event. Except, very excited about this, boys. We should probably start planning this soon because I keep forgetting we're actually involved in this event. We talk about it every week and we're going to end up planning it on the Friday before. Like, it's not a good thing.
Like we always do.
Yeah, always. We're going to be up until 1 a.m. texting each other. A sneaker display showdown is coming to Toronto for the first time in a long time, featuring the top collectors in the city, is what the flyer says. Also on the flyer, it says, Canada Got Soul, the trophy is already engraved with your name. It's weird that they put it on a flyer.
It's weird.
It's really weird. That maybe that's, you know what? The tracking that we got wasn't for rings. It was for the trophy. Oh, it makes sense now. Okay, I understand. I get it. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to all the listeners. We fooled you. But the trophy is already on its way here. Don't bother showing up anybody else. Just come and see us. Get our $1,000 prize and our trophy. But yes, if you are interested in coming out, please come show face. It's going to be a good time. A lot of our good friends of the show are going to be there. Yep. It's going to be a blast. Maybe we'll try and do something for the pod that week. Maybe we'll try and have a couple of the competitors, quote unquote, / not really, on the pod with us.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That would be fun, I think, to prepare. Yeah. And they can try and get our secrets, and we just won't tell them anything. Not at all.
Our secrets is that we don't have any.
Exactly.
Because we don't need them.
Our plan is that we don't have a plan.
Yeah, yo, real talk. Like, we just...
As soon as we get there, we just, like, throw it on the table, and whatever sits and whatever sticks, that's the display. It's done.
Yeah, basically.
Let's go get lunch.
Done.
So if you're interested in tickets, hit up the Just Kicking It Instagram or Flippin' Laces on Instagram and get involved. Show up. Show out. This is a great way to network.
I think we
spoke about having some merch, possibly.
We spoke to Christian. Uh-huh. And we were like, hey, bro, we know it's your event, but would it be cool if we just had some of our merch there if people want to purchase? And he was like, fuck yeah. He didn't say fuck yeah. That's just me.
Now that makes our display a lot easier because now we're just going to put our merch on the table.
Yeah.
And guess what, bitch? We're still going to win. Cha-ching! $1,000. And almost a month following Just Kicking It 2.0 is the Ultimate Sneaker Show taking place on Saturday, December 14th at the Enercare Center from 12 to 6. The Enercare Center, if you don't know, is where Sneaker Con was.
Yeah, boy.
So if you're wondering what's a big venue, that's a big venue, everybody. It's a big venue. Because it's such a big venue, they're going to have a trading pit, a food court, and a sporting zone. So if you want to find us, we'll be the ones playing basketball all day for 6 hours from 12 to 6 at the Enercare Center. Come get dunked on. Vendor tables are on sale now. Early bird pricing, $125 each, or $100 if you purchase multiples. Like we keep saying, that doesn't make sense. Like, just do it, man. Just like $100 or $125, it's mindless. If you sell one pair of shoes, you're making your money back.
Yeah,
it's already, you're already in the black for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. So we hope to see you guys at both events. It's going to be great. Come see us pose with our trophy. You know, we'll bring the trophy to the Ultimate Sneaker Show too. How about that? So you guys can see it again. So next up, our main discussion of the week, money. So it's inspired by somebody who was apparently willing to pay $375 for a pair of my Easter Dunks that sat on the shelves, and I paid $100 for 2 years ago. So shout out to that guy for inspiring a whole segment on the pod. Shout out to that individual wearing a size 9 and wanting to spend a bunch of money on some Air Forces. Yeah, good for him. So right off the bat, probably the hardest hitting question I could ask. Is sneakers a rich man's game? What do you think?
It's a rich man's game. It's not a poor man's game.
So I'm not going to say man's. We are from Toronto. We're not going to say man's. A rich person's game. Mm-hmm. Apologies. A rich person. Is it a rich person's game?
I would say so.
Yeah? Are we rich
then? Hell fucking no.
I guess that means we're rich.
That's what I mean. It's not a, it's not a poor person's game. Not that we're poor.
I know what you mean.
But
you have to have a pretty decent amount of expendable income to be
in this.
Or young. As
or,
F.
Or young.
And have no responsibilities.
Because I was young as F and I built up my collection. And
Was it always a rich person's game?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I think it started getting into that rich person, rich boy, rich girl kind of phase when the hype started kicking in. I don't know. Back in the day, it was just buy what you like, buy what you want, and you know, find a discount kind of thing, man.
Yeah.
Which is,
it used to be the opposite. Now. Like, if you were spending lots on shoes, you were like, you spent that much? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
I can get this at the outlet. Like, it was like a thing you would, like, golf at. Like, you spent how much on shoes? Like, you're crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking back, like, what was your old sneaker budget on a pair of shoes? Personally, like, your personal, like, whoa, I can't spend that much. Like, for me, that was, like, $400. Like, when I first started, I was like, $400, I'm buying a grail.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like $400 is, first of all, nearly retail on some shoes. Retail. Yeah. But like, it's changed so much. And you think it was the hype, Joel? Like,
I definitely think it was the hype. Just built it up.
Alvin, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, fucking sound like an old sneakerhead.
We are old sneakerheads.
We are old sneakerheads.
Oh, sorry, like the angry.
You can be angry. It's been a while since we've had angry Alvin.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Take a breath.
No, like back in the day, it's like the most expensive shoe I would see on like Soul Collector, Nike Talk, or NikeSB.org. Mm-hmm. Probably be the Tiffs.
Tiffs, yeah.
Or the Hunter Forbes. Mm-hmm. But even then, like the Tiffs were always the ones that was like I wanted.
Is that the one that you remember from being back then, like being the expensive shoe? Like, I feel like everybody has in their mind, like when, especially when they were coming up, like even now, like the expensive shoe.
Yeah, but even then, like the most I saw it back then was probably like $600-$700.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like it wasn't even now. It's like what, like a G? Not like maybe more than that.
That's a little baby lowball there, bud.
Is it?
Yeah,
on Tiffs.
I'm gonna say that for sure. You guys can keep talking about it, but I'm pretty sure that's quite low.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I guess it goes with inflation, but at the same time, like in Canada though, like you never saw that. Like you never saw anything above a G. You know what I mean? Like
not even close.
Everything stayed under at least $800. Whereas now it's just like if it's not a G, it's weird. Like it's not worth it, or like it's not cool enough to purchase.
The things that were hitting $1,000 we'll say 10, but even 5 years ago were like samples. PEs, that's when I think back, were the PEs. Things that were like $1,000. Like it was like if you had $1,000, you're buying a PE or a sample or like a one of fucking five or something crazy. Like I personally, for me, I think the shoes that I remember being as like the expensive shoe were like Yeezy ones when they were like $550, $600 for a dead stock pair, or like Supreme Blazers actually is a good one, like $450, $500. I was like, whew,
yeah,
like those are up there, man. I hope I can afford that one day. Like that was like,
oh yeah, Supreme Blazers was huge too.
Up there, yeah. Like I could remember being $500 being like insurmountable. No, I was like, dog, mind. I can't. Yeah,
it's like my whole paycheck.
This is also when we were getting Jordans for like discount at Foot Locker for like $140, mind you. So that's to put in a little bit of context. Joel, what was like when you think back? You can think back even further if you want, but like the expensive shoe, when you think back, it's like, yeah, that was like the shoe that everyone's like, that's the expensive shoe.
Yeah. I think it would have probably been like a Supreme Blazer or an SB Low.
Those were huge.
Yeah. They were like big back then. But then that was like the end of, well, not sort of the end, but the end of the SB craze.
Yeah.
And then that's when, you know, like the Jordan, like for me, like with Mare, when we first started dating, when she went to Goodfoot and she bought the 01 Black Cement 3s on consignment from them, and she dropped like $450.
You were like, what are you doing?
I was like, what are you doing?
You know? Trying to marry you.
And I'm like, holy shit, that's so much money, right? But then when you think about it now,
that's like baby food.
It's
like,
nothing.
That's retail, bro.
It's embarrassing. It's nothing. It kind of makes me sad. That's $450 is like, eh. Yeah, all right. Just so you guys know,
man, I'm gonna sell all my shoes.
When you, just so you know, the last sold price for a dead stock size 8.5, because it's my size, so obviously
that's usually the most expensive size too, though.
Okay, so we'll do that one. Last sold for that one is $2,800 Canadian
for the what?
For Tiff Lowe's for Alvin size. He said it's so much less money, $1,900 for size 10. Sorry, not Alvin size 11. There you go, Alvin. $2,200 for your size, in case you want.
Yo, what size 11, man, is being stupid and fucking checking the price,
in case you wanted to pick up a pair for yourself.
No,
there.
Straight, bro.
22 big ones. What's the expensive shoe now? When you think of an expensive shoe, what is it? First thing that comes to your head when I say expensive. Okay, it's clearly not the first thing anymore. Yeah. Joel.
First thing that pops in mind is the Off-White Chicago.
Yeah.
That just, boom, just jumps
for in. Me, I think, yeah, Chicago's and Red October's for me are like the expensive shoe. Alvin, you've had...
For me, when you say expensive, it's more like, I think about like the stupid, sorry, not stupid, like those brands that have like sneakers on sale for already four bells. And it's not
that's
it's
what
not
comes
even
to mind
a resale
for you
thing.
Right away, yeah.
Yeah.
But like in terms of a resale sneaker... Brand.
Yeah. Like the figurehead in your mind of like an expensive... sneaker in our game.
In our game. Probably some Off-White, like Off-White Dunk. Yeah. Or not. Yeah. Off-White
just
Air Jordan
like right
1.
Away,
like
that's what
stupid.
Comes to mind is like that. So what do we think about these rich guys mostly on Instagram now. I guess Instagram is getting huge. So this is kind of what propelled it. Like Joel said, the hype, the social media, everything kind of just blew it out of proportion. What do we think about these rich guys on Instagram with like insane sneaker collections? Any respect?
I don't know. Just like, do you, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's cool to see it. And like, you know, it's like on my end, it's cool to see like actually somebody has it, whatever and whatnot. But I don't know. It is what it is, right? So it's, I don't know. I got no feels. No feels on it.
Alvin.
I'm in the same boat. Like, we bought, like back in the day, we bought sneakers to stunt. Like, we bought sneakers just to be different. Mm-hmm. And I guess these guys are buying sneakers to be stunt or
they're like, buying sneakers to be the same to me, like in my mind, that's why they're buying them.
It depends, man. Like, it's cool when you see stuff like at OD Toronto where like the rich guys are purchasing things to showcase.
Yeah, that's definitely a different. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like finding the rarest sneaker just so that like they can bring it to their cities to like be able to be like, yo, we got it in our city. What's good? That's cool.
Whereas, that
like,
absolutely, I agree, is completely different.
Where, like, a big, huge trend right now on, like, YouTube is, buying, like, a random box with a bunch of sneakers, and one of them is, like,
a crazy shoe.
Like, watch me unbox this $15,000 sneaker on whatever.
I hate YouTube so much.
I'm like, are you, what? You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, yo, look, like, oh. And then like, what gets me too is then they're trying to like price them to see if they got their money's worth because they're going to resell them and they're trying to make money off of that random ass. Like, why are you wasting your time?
Why?
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Go to work.
Like, if you're going to stunt, like, and it's, I'm like, what do you know, man?
Yeah, well, like back in our day, like the way that we would stunt is on our foot.
Put that shit on your damn feet. We would walk around. Walk out the house.
And for us, like with having somebody take a second look and a third look, that for us is stunting.
Yeah.
Nowadays, kids will stunt on the gram. Like, you know, boom, take a picture. Boom. Correct. I got these. Put them away in the box.
Big
fat. Put them on the top shelf.
Correct.
Never wear them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
but it's like, why are you buying a big ass box that isn't even your size?
Yeah.
You're really stuck on these random boxes.
No, it cheeses me, dog.
I just hate YouTube in general, but I agree with you. I know what you mean. Exactly.
Like, I get it. You got money. Cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go work.
Invest.
Invest.
Like, do something smart. Go on vacation. Like, go to fucking Cuba. I don't care what you do, but it's just like, it doesn't make sense. You're working twice. You're spending a whole shitload of money.
Yeah. And then you got to work.
Trying to price it. And then you got to fucking sell it and ship it. And like you're working, doing all this fucking to what end? You know what I mean? Like, I guess if you don't have a job and you're just rich and living off of money that other people worked hard for, then
you're chilling.
You know, do you. Mm-hmm. But at least like, I don't know, man. I just find that those things don't really do anything for this, the whole like sneaker scene.
No.
I mean, I guess that's what's cool now.
It's just
right?
a separate lane of interest, I guess. Some, like the YouTube generation. It is, yeah. It's just weird, yo. Like, I just don't anything. Get it. Like for me, when I talk about like rich dudes on Instagram with massive sneaker collections, I just imagine like I think I've brought this name up before, but like the perfect pair. Mm-hmm. It's a bad example, but it's a good example, sort of for my point. Mm-hmm. Like he's like owns like 8 casinos in Las Vegas, or like his family does. Yeah, like he's just like stupid rich, lives in a massive mansion, drives the fanciest cars, and has the most insane sneaker collection. Mm-hmm. Like nuts, one of ones, like crazy stuff. Like he owns stuff that we don't even know exists in the world. Yeah. Like it's just stupid things. Like that kind of collection, that kind of collector who has a lot of money. And if we were in the same boat, would probably have the exact same collection. Mm-hmm. You would think if you have that much money, you're just like, I'll take that. Like, he probably has that shit too. Like, it's just an endless amount of money. Yeah. Like, it's just stupid money. Doesn't even make sense at some point. Like, for me, I always wonder, like, do these guys, the perfect pair is not who I'm referring to, but he's the example of a rich guy with a big sneaker collection, deserve the same respect? Because I don't think that they do. Mm. The perfect pair is an exception, and we'll get to why there's some exceptions. Like you mentioned, OD Toronto was an exception, obviously. But like these guys who just have money, like it's not about how it was before where you were hunting, you had to find shit. Mm-hmm. It was like not embarrassing, but it wasn't like a thing that you were flexing that you spent X amount of dollars on a pair of shoes, or you're flexing the Stock X tag on your shoe to show that, hey, look, I got it from Stock X. I paid resale. Like, it's a thing now to flex that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that these guys who are just super rich and like you, if you have enough money, you can buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that impressive that you have all the latest shoes and you went on Stock X and just hit buy now for everything? That doesn't take any talent. It doesn't take anything at all. Mm-hmm. You could have been collecting for 3 days. After the 5 days it ships, in a week and one day, you are now a big sneakerhead on Instagram. Like, okay, cool. I don't think these guys deserve as much respect as a lot of people give them just mm-hmm. because they have a lot of money.
Yep.
I get it. Agreed. Money talks, though. Like,
it does. And I
get it.
And I would be in the same, I would be the exact same. Mm-hmm. I would, as if I won the lottery tomorrow, I think we've talked about it many times. This is a group. I think every group of sneakerheads has talked about it. You win the lottery tomorrow. You and your boys are flying to New York and going to Flight Club and cashing the fuck out mm-hmm. and doing your own iPhone filmed version of sneaker shopping. Mm-hmm. Like, no doubt about it. You're going in there with stacks of cash and just going off. Like, everyone would do it, but I just, it doesn't, like, for these guys who are just like, hey, this is a cool trend. I have lots of money. I could be in this tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just like hopping on a wave.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Because like, it's a thing.
Like, we've talked, and Mayor, when she was on the pod, echoed this a lot. Like, you don't have to necessarily have the same passion and interest and love for the history that we do, but this is appreciation of the culture in general, I think, is at least an entry point should be there. Like, at least understand that it's not just some thing to hop on and hop off like it's a fucking public transit bus.
Uh-huh. It's like the Raptors fans, man. That's a lot of them are going to hop off afterwards. Mm-hmm. Just like the fucking LA Clippers, man. Like,
yeah.
And you know what? Go ahead. You have a finished thought?
Nah, just beer bandwagon is dog. Like, it's a cool thing now, but like, that's why it's like, it doesn't really faze me anymore. Like, cool dog, like, you're rich, like, congratulations, like, do you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you're not, like, are you doing this because you need friends? Are you doing this, like,
yeah, for real?
Yeah.
You need more attention. Like, you know what I mean? There's always something else to it. So it's like, it's cool. Do your thing, but. I mean, if you're going to hop off, then peace. To sell me your shoes for cheap, though.
So. Yeah.
That's a really good parallel because, like we said, with the Raptors, and we were just watching the game, we were watching the intros or whatever, and we were like, fuck, we wish we could have gone. Huge Raptor fans, lifelong mm-hmm. Raptor fans, been like Raptor fans for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been amazing to experience that moment. You know who 90% of the people in that building are? Fucking rich people showing up in fucking suits. And you know who the real fans are, quote unquote, not to say the people inside aren't all real fans. The people in Jurassic Park who mm-hmm. can't afford to get a ticket. You know who typically, who I seem to find are the biggest sneakerheads are the ones who don't even have that many shoes because they can't get any anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's a rich person's game mm-hmm. and they can't afford to get all this stuff. If you don't win a raffle, a lot of these shoes are immediately, instantaneously unattainable.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. Because it used to be a progressive thing where, like, you were like, okay, immediately after release, maybe I can get it for just above retail. And then in 5 years, you know it's going to be way out of reach. Mm-hmm. So you got to get it soon. Yeah. Now it's like, release, boom. It's already quadrupled. Yeah. And it's probably even still going to go up.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. It's really annoying. So why do you think some of these richer, more well-off sneakerheads on Instagram get some respect and others just don't? What is it? What's the difference? Where do we draw the line?
I don't know if we can draw a line as much as we want to.
It's just a case by case basis, you think? Or
it's tough, man, cuz I mean, I guess we would have to same thing, like we would have to look, not necessarily look into the history, but like
why are they doing it?
Different. Yeah, it's like different. It's a case by case thing, not that we're in a position to, you know, be like, nah, dog,
you don't count. We are the final judges.
We're never gonna be. No one in this world has that position to be like, fuck you. Like,
correct.
You're not a real thing. It's just
except for yourself, because deep down you know if you are with the shits or not with the shits.
Yeah, like deep down inside, like, are you really a sneakerhead, bro? Or are you just doing this just because?
I think a good way to
lonely.
I think honestly. Like, that's not a bad reason to get it. I'm okay with that reason being you're getting into it because you're lonely and you're looking for a new avenue to find friends. That's fine.
Mm.
Just own that shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't pretend like you're all in it for all these other reasons. Like, if you're just like, hey, this seems like a cool community, I want to join these guys and be friends with them. Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that one. It's more the, oh, this is cool. Yeah. I can lose some money. I'm going to join this tomorrow. Yeah. Like,
I could do that.
So Alvin, you actually kind of brought this up earlier when we started talking about those StockX last sale prices. Because I just sold a pair of shoes, I actually do like the shoe, and I don't normally do that. Like, if I really genuinely like the shoe, there's a lot of shoes in my collection where it's like, won't touch it. Don't even think about it. Don't even ask. Don't worry about it. It's not going anywhere. It doesn't matter how much you offer me. I really like this shoe. Like, even after I sold it, I was like, fuck, this is really goddamn nice. Like, yeah. Do I want to do this? And I looked at the amount and I was like, I want to do this. That's correct. Ding, ding. I do want to do this. Is there an amount that you could be offered to sell your sneaker completely off your sneaker collection?
Yeah.
Without the whole bypassing of, I'll just buy it again after with that cash. Without that whole thing, is there an amount you could be offered?
Yeah.
That was a much less confident. Yeah, the second time.
Just give me $1 million for my whole collection, dog.
But like a reasonable, like if someone came up to you and was like, "Yo, I'll give you 50 racks for all that you have right now."
Fuck you.
You're that's a fuck off.
It's a fuck off. 50 give me racks. $1 million, motherfucker. Real talk, like I'm in it because I love this fucking shit. Like, ain't nobody gonna give me no fucking like unless it's a stupid ass amount that I will never attain in my fucking life. Mm-hmm. Fuck the fuck off, yo, like. Yeah. Leave me my sneaker collection alone. Like, real fucking talk. If I want to sell my shit, like...
Leave me alone!
If I needed money, I'd get another fucking job.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Give me $1 million so I can retire early? Fuck yeah.
So, at 50
racks ain't shit, dog. At 50 racks,
you're saying, get out of here. Yeah. Joel, what do you think?
I'm 7 figures, man.
You're 7 figures?
You gotta hit me 7 figures. Real
fuck, you gotta hit me with that 7 figures.
Because I'm just the same ways too, man. Like, this is all heart. Like, my shit's all heart. Like the shit I bought, it's, or what I have, it's all heart. Like, you know what I mean? So what I have, it could be like $50. It could be $40. And it could be like, you know, $500 that I dropped.
It could be 1.8.
Yeah. So it's
as
like,
we said,
as I said, like it's 7 figures or like, you know, fuck off. Like, you know, it's not happening.
Damn. So,
and I know we're going to get bear EEEs like, yo, you're talking shit. Someone's going to offer you $50,000 for your collection and you're not going to take it.
No, for me, it's going to pass down to my younger.
To your son.
To my son, to Jomar. And whatever he does with it, I hope he doesn't do anything stupid with it.
I hope he doesn't sell $50,000.
I'll keep my 10 pairs. He can have the rest and whatnot. But it goes to him. You know, if he gets past the 10 and a half, 10, 10 and a half, then he's on his own.
Then it stays with me. Again, reverts back to me. Shit. You guys made it sound like it was really easy. Like, I thought about this when I wrote the question down a lot. $50,000, I'm saying, get the hell out of here. Like, that's just baby food. Yeah. No thanks.
That's what I mean. Gotta be like,
a if we're talking like, once you hit 6 figures, like, it's definitely.
Six figures can go in like a day, bro.
It's done. That's yours. It's an expensive day. If you're talking like $100,000, I'm probably still saying no.
No.
If we're getting up to like $500,000, at that point, I'm just like, holy, that's a crib.
I'm already in debt.
Not if you sell all your shoes for $500,000.
No, I'd rather just sell my house and get a bigger house, dog.
Honestly, I would really strongly consider it. And that's just because, like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. That's how crazy you realize we are invested in this. That someone, we're saying that someone could come to us with a $50,000 check and you'd be like, you can rip it up if you want because I don't want it. Like, that's crazy. You know,
my thought process is $50,000, like, that's not even going to pay for a lot. It's going to pay for some shit, but I'm still in debt.
Yeah.
Give me like a significant amount where I'll be out of debt and I'll be good to retire
for a long time.
Six figures is not that.
No,
$500,000 is gone. Yo, that's my house, and then that's all my fucking, and then I'll have $200,000 left for the rest of my life. Fuck you. Yeah, that's baby that's food, nothing, dog. Man. That's not gonna put my daughter through fucking education and shit. Like,
not even.
Nah, bro. So
that's what
all
I'm saying.
The time and just everything I put into sneakers
it's a lot
is
more than
not
a physical
worth
pair
that
of
shit.
Shoes in your hand.
Yeah. No, fuck that.
It's yeah. That's I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why I said like 7 figures. Give me a milli, and then we'll talk. Like, you know,
we'll start the conversation.
I'll give you a podcast.
You can inherit the podcast. Anyone wants to buy this, I'm gonna say let's get 1 second. I'm just gonna shut off everyone else's mic. If anyone wants to give us $1 million,
We will work for you. We'll
buy.
We will talk whatever to subject buy this you want. Podcast.
I will repeat. If anyone wants to give us $1 million for this podcast, please, my phone number is 416
222-967-1111.
Money. yeah, that's an immediate for sure. I'll give them a podcast. That's facts, though.
You know what I mean? You like, it's just...
For $1 million each, you can take that. Yeah. Goodbye.
See you later. Yeah,
I'm
bro.
Sorry. I'm off to a fucking island for the rest of my life.
Everyone's goodbye. Trying to front. Like, yo, $50,000 isn't even a good salary nowadays.
It's true.
That's true,
so
man.
So if you're going to offer me 50 racks, that's soft, bro. I'll go get a job and get 50 racks, like a second job.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. That's me, though.
I'm same way, too, man.
Like, yeah. I'm not... And, like, literally, like... Man, like we bought those airspans.
Yeah, for $30.
$30.
$30.
Those are never offer me like fucking two bills. I'm not fucking selling you that shit.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I actually thought I wore them like 3 or 4 times.
I want to wear them
like 7 days or whatever. Because they don't have the box, right? We dash it, so it's easy to slip on. And I was just like, yeah, these are never going anywhere. Like they were $25 fucking dollars, and it's like, bro, that was like family vacation thing. Like that's the side of it.
When I look at that pair, it's like Florida family.
Yes, that's the side of it that you cannot put a price tag on.
That's what I mean.
And like we can talk about how it might be a rich person's game potentially. Yeah, to the entry maybe is money, but I think that to be invested like us, you obviously need a lot more than just the money to be invested into it. Like it's everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, man.
Like that's what I think. Maybe we answered our question. That's where it lies. The whole respect. Why do some get respect? Why do some don't? Because maybe some people are just in it at face value. They're like, yeah, I bought these cool shoes because they're cool, period. Other people are like, I bought these cool shoes and then boom, 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 boom. They'll never leave because boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Like that, I think, gets a lot more respect from me. And that's just a personal thing. Obviously, everyone has a different reason for how they see stuff. But for me, I think, we answered that question pretty well. Like, that's a really good reason why I should take you a lot more seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So we said, I don't know, still $500,000. I'm probably considering it, but I... Shit, if anyone wants to try me...
Yo, offer up. You never know. Like, fuck.
I'll give you a good deal.
if we're feeling some type of way, like, you can even take my youth shoes. I don't know. Like,
fuck.
Yo, take my beaters too, dog. Take like,
beaters, take everything, yo.
Shoot, damn. Start wearing Converse all day.
Just
damn.
To get out of it, sell it all, get out of it. Yeah, I think we're talking 6-7 figures. Yeah, you're right.
No, but it's like, yo, you're gonna sell all your shit to get the itch and just buy all your shit back.
Yeah, no,
for even like more than what you paid for it.
Can't do it. See? Can't do it.
Because yo, honestly, it's essentially
they're offering you a lump sum to take all your shoes, and you're just like, "Okay, I'm done." Yeah, like you're hanging them up. That's what it is, though. No, you're gonna think about it every damn day, but you can't because that's not in our hypothetical situation. Consciously, you're there. Physically, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You're like, "Yeah, I fucking love shoes," but you're just like, "Yeah, someone bought these shoes for me, and I'm out." Hung them up. Mm-hmm. D-Wade, Last Dance, done.
Nah, bro.
He loves basketball.
D-Wade's still going to play ball.
He loves basketball. He's not going to play NBA.
He's going to go play with Jeremy Lin, though. Yeah, you know I mean?
Shanghai Sharks in his bitch.
You know what I mean?
But...
So we've decided that it's a rich person's game. I think we can all agree that it's you need quite a bit of money to get into it. It's quite a big barrier of entry in this hobby of ours, unfortunately, now. Does that mean that large collections mean as much as they used to? Do you think?
I mean, I don't know. If you need a lump sum of money to fucking start.
No, not to start, but I think just in general, you have to have a pretty decent expendable income to get into this. Mm-hmm. But do you think that a large collection of sneakers, is it what it used to be? Because it just essentially can be, like we said, a bunch of money you just threw at a bunch of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
But back then we did it in a different way. We threw a bunch of money at a bunch of different shoes over the course of years because it took that long to find some shit. Now you could, like we said, go on StockX and boom boom boom, buy buy buy, and have it in 7 days. Does a large collection even mean anything anymore? Because it used to be like that was the pissing contest, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yo, that's when people were
counting pairs. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean I don't know my shit? I got 200 pairs. Like that was It sounds dumb, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
You could have 200 pairs of Roches. You're still saying I have 200 pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were counting every single goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Does it matter anymore?
No.
Did it ever matter to you guys in the first place?
The number of pairs I had?
At one point, I think it mattered to me a little bit.
Like at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was kind of like your, oh, you're new. No, I'm not. Yeah. I have that's this what many it is, pairs. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for me, I just always wanted to have a pair of shoes for every day of the week of the year.
Whoa, seven
every
pairs.
Day yeah. of the year. Sorry. Every day of the year. So 365
you
don't
have seven pairs of shoes yet?
No, I sold all of them. Someone offered me $500,000.
Why are you on this planet?
But like, now it's just like, I just need enough pairs to do 31 days of CGS
countdown
yeah. 2020. So
yeah, man.
I don't know, man. Like before, yeah, I was really happy to have like a shitload of shoes that I couldn't fit anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was dope to see stacks. But times change.
Yep.
So to you personally, it doesn't matter as much anymore.
Now, no.
Do you think in general it means anything anymore?
Just overall, not really, man. No. Cause I mean, half of these like outfit people, like guys who have dope outfits and just have like heaters on feet, literally just have the heaters. Mm-hmm. So they'll have like literally every off-white pair,
yeah.
every Yeezy, and mm-hmm. that's it. They don't have anything else that's old, or they'll have mm-hmm. like maybe a bread one, or maybe they'll have a royal one.
So you don't think to other people it matters to have a big collection? Like it's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's dope.
Yeah.
Like whenever Ink and Money.
Posts his basement.
Yeah. Like, crazy. Or like he, like it's just I still like seeing that.
Yeah.
It for, but for me personally, like I personally don't need that. But like seeing someone else have it, I'm like, yo, that's fucking lit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's still really, really dope to see.
So
like
even though somebody could just go out and buy it all in a day, you think it still is important or not important? But I think it's still a cool thing to see. Or again, it depends on the person.
Like yeah. Yeah, because I feel like with other people who have that sort of, it was curated over time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just trying to stunt and like, I don't know. I mean, do you? I mean, if you woke up a sneakerhead, congratulations. Welcome to the community.
What's up?
But like,
listen to True to Size.
If you're just thinking it's cool at the time, then I mean, do you? Fuck it. I don't care. If you want to spend $300,000,
yeah.
holler at me.
Like, or a million.
Or a million. Oh, definitely holler at me.
Joel, what do you think? Because you came up in the sneaker game even before we did. And I think back then, even more so than when we started, the big collection was like the thing.
Yeah.
It was like number of pairs, how many go.
Escape
like,
the great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was like, show me your stacks. That's it, period. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Is it still a thing now that it's so accessible to everybody that you could just go out and buy stacks in a day?
Well, you just pretty much said it. Like it's
accessible.
Yeah. It's easy to get nowadays, right? Back then, we would have to search for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'd have to get it shipped to us. And then we would have to like, you know, do this and that.
Pay duties.
Yeah, man. But it's nowadays you just like you said, you just click the button on StockX and
I could buy some tips right now.
Yeah, man. Pick your shipping priority. You can have it in your house like 1 to 2 days, right? So it's like right now, nowadays, like to have like the big collection now, it doesn't really faze me as it did back in the day.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, it was like,
yeah.
like, yo, damn, like, yo, Sumo has like, yo,
200. Yeah, exactly. God, like Michael. Those were the people that was like, yeah,
Big Mike.
That's what
Mike
Lamb out here we looked up
365,
to.
500 pairs of shoes, nuts.
And it's like nowadays when you hear that kind of shit right now and it's like, yeah, I got like, you know, 700 pairs of shoes.
Where do you live though?
Yeah, where do you live? What's your oldest pair? 2010.
Where you stay at? Like, you
know, hold on, where do you live though?
Yeah, for real.
Send us your postal code.
Yeah.
No, but it's not even that. Like, okay, cool. You have 365 pairs, but where you live in? Like, is you moved out? Do you have?
Yeah.
Do you have your old spot?
Do you have your own?
Do you,
bedroom and washroom?
You know what I mean? Like, again, not that fucking quantity means anything, but cool. You're stunting. Where the fuck do you live?
That's what impresses you now.
Where do you store your sneakers? Mm. Do you live in a condo and half of your shit's at your parents' crib? Mm. Do you just live in the basement or do you just like do whatever? Like, I'm not trying to knock anyone, you know what I mean, who doesn't have their own spot.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what would you rather flex on? Like,
absolutely. Walking into a place or walking out of a place with something on your feet?
Both.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Walking into your own place with something on your feet.
Both. Yeah.
Alvin kind of mentioned this earlier. So I think my answer to the question, like, we live in the kind of like rotating door era of sneakers where it's like Joel said, buy, take a picture of, okay, it's gone. Album was like, yeah, people don't have collections, they have the pair that's on their foot, in a cool flex pick, and then they sell it and they get rid of it. Like, it's a revolving door. That's the rotating door. Revolving door era is, I think, what we're going to go with. So I do honestly think that a collection kind of means something now, just because a lot of these people who aren't actually in it don't have one. Like, yeah, theoretically they could, but a lot of people don't, just because they want what's cool that month or that week or that year even, and then it'll refresh and they'll get whatever's next. Off-White's not cool anymore. Cool. Sounds good. I'll get some Travis Scott's. Travis Scott's not cool anymore. What's up next? Like, give me some Jordan 1 mid clots. No, thank you. I don't like Jordan 1 mids, even if it's clot. Like, yeah. So I think a collection is kind of cool to have still. Like, we all still have somewhat a remnants of a collection. I don't think any of our collections are as big as they used to be. I think that's fair to say. We've all downsized. But that's just not, for me, not space, not money. For you guys, I'm sure, similar notion. Like, it, not necessarily a necessity that you get rid of stuff. It was just, like, refining for me, mostly.
It was money for me.
Yeah?
It was space. It was space. I wouldn't say money because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was never a serious struggle.
Yeah.
But definitely the space, because it's just like, as much as I wanted to have, you know, a room for just my little babies. By babies, I mean sneakers.
Does not mean actual people.
I don't mean Kaya.
She doesn't need a bedroom.
I refer to her as my daughter.
No, she's fine. She can walk, roam around and just, yeah, like, just like a cat and just find a place to sleep every night.
Like a cat.
And yeah, man, space was it for me. And I wasn't willing to go purchase and pay extra for like a storage unit. And like, same thing, like we talked about before, out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'll forget about that shit. I never wear it. It'll crumble. It'll waste. I would rather sell that shoe to someone who would wear it more than I do, or just, you know, just appreciate it more, as opposed to just sitting in my fucking closet doing nothing.
Big fact. Correct.
So, yeah, that was it for me.
Definitely interested to hear what all the listeners have to say about this whole money thing, because it is.
Yeah, that's up, man.
It's
becoming
a thing, man.
I'm not going to be called stupid.
It was never about the money before this whole thing when we ran it. It's still for us, I don't think, is now, but it's becoming more and more prevalent. The dollar signs are having a lot more digits to the right of them now, more than ever.
Don't get me wrong. If I was in a different position in life, my answer is probably going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe in 10 years. Maybe it's different.
No, not even that. It's just like, if I wasn't in the career path that I'm in, if, you know, life wasn't as good as I think it is now, then definitely be like, yo, give me the 50 racks.
Take and run.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Experiences, memories, and all that other shit for now, in my materialisticness, for now outweigh 50 racks.
We'll throw that on our Instagram story. We'll just ask the question, what would it take? What's the dollar amount for you to sell all your sneakers?
I want to see.
Pull a fucking Simba, run away, and never return.
Never come back.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. You can find that on facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find that on canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Obviously, of course, do not forget to use the hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for a whopping 83 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, just CGS, and we are out. Peace. Very spooky.